Well, this is really the stated war aim of the Israeli government. If you know, listen to what they say, and they say they want to destroy Hamas, it begs really the question of how you are going to do this. We had discussed this in a previous interview that we had, and one key aspect of this is not just the physical destruction of the tunnels and the weapon supplies and the rockets that are dislocated in Gaza, but also, of course, the dismantlement of the Hamas leadership, which means capture or kill of the Hamas leadership in Gaza. And I would think everyone who is part of the Hamas leadership and is not in Gaza should start looking over their shoulders going forward. So it is essential that Israel does this in order to increase the time that Hamas will need to reconstitute itself as an operational concern once the military operations are over. Hamas is an ideology, right? So the military aspects are not going to fundamentally and sustainably weaken that ideology. Obviously, you're trying as Israeli government to also feed into a narrative on the Palestinian side that says, was it all worth it? I mean, did anyone get asked by Hamas for whether this is the price worth paying? As Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, was saying on the evening of the first hostage exchange, where he said, we are the only ones who get the prisoners out, and that's the price paid. As a Palestinian, I would say I'd like to be asked whether I'm willing for the complete destruction of the Gaza Strip and killing and death of so many Palestinians, whether this is really worth the price that you're asking me to pay, dear leader of Hamas, right? So the leadership is key targets. If you take them out, these are not, it's not impossible. We've discussed this with the caliphs of the Islamic State many times. It's not impossible to replace them, but it's hard, especially if you're talking about operation leaders, and in Gaza are the operation leaders.
So some of the names of these people, Ahmed Gandour, Ayman Siam, as well as Wael Rajab, and another Rafat Salman. They were all killed, according to a statement from Hamas itself. So who were they, and how important were they to the military operation of Hamas?
These were actually key leaders. So we are not talking about any kind of ideological or political leaders. These are all individuals who were either responsible for parts of the Gaza Strip or for particular parts of the Hamas terrorism infrastructure. So one of them was a key figure in the Hamas rocket program. The long distance ability of Hamas to affect Israeli security. So these are really, really important operational leaders. I would assume, without being part of the Israeli military operation, that we have here a combination of simply military operations targeting the infrastructure and thereby also killing some of the leaders. But it's very clear, and the Israeli government has said so, that there is also in parallel an actual manhunt going on for individual leaders. And so some of them may have been killed simply through a bomb attack. Some of them had, I'm quite sure, been very much targeted.
So Hans, how does this impact the, you talked about the ideology of Hamas. When you take out senior leaders like this, you know, Hamas has, they have their own fan club. They have people who support them and sympathize with them. How does this impact recruiting? How does this impact people that want to join and will join this organization? And does killing these people make things worse down the road?
Well, the answer is, as always with analysts, a distinct yes and no. So, of course, it makes it much harder for the operations of the terror infrastructure. If you have experienced experts that command troops that are responsible for the rocket program, right? Taking these out is really a big hit on the terrorism operations. The cost you're incurring inadvertently, and there's nothing that you could do about this, is of course that you're creating a list of martyrs, which then the ideological part of Hamas can use, turn around and use as a recruitment tool, right? Saying it's not just civilians who die, but also our guys are giving their lives to get Palestinian prisoners out. That's why also this hostage exchange deal is fundamentally important as a survival strategy for Hamas as a going concern. right? So the terror infrastructure, you're going to have to say goodbye to that. The Israeli government will dismantle this. This is simply, you know, the cost of what you've done. And I'm quite sure they were aware of that's going to be the cost. But the survival as an ongoing concern as far as a terror group is concerned, on the one hand, having these quote-unquote martyrs, and on the other hand, creating in the mind of their supporters and sympathizers in the Palestinian community, but also worldwide, this narrative, we are the only ones who get Palestinian prisoners out of the prison, indifference to the Palestinian government, the Palestinian National Authority, who cooperates with Israel and doesn't get anyone out of prison. Hence, yes, this is a difficult situation for the Palestinians right now. But if you want success against Israel, we're the only ones who are achieving success. That's a very, very dangerous narrative.
That's Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director with the Counter-Extremism Project, GJ Green, WTOP News.